So here we go. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Let's Talk Spirit with your show host, Susanna Medium. I hope you are doing well and having a good day. Now, today I am going to talk to you about the nature of anticipation and acknowledgement in our lives. And then if you have any questions or any thought, feel free to share as I'm talking to you live now, or alternatively, if you are listening on replay or any of the podcast platforms, feel free to send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. And here we go. So I'll talk to you about the communication a little bit later, but here, so this question, the nature of anticipation and acknowledgement in our lives, and more, in fact, because I have been thinking about this a few days, and then I quite like the word, the nature of anticipation, but in fact, I want to start with nature, you know. So what happens when you are out in nature? If you are a gardener, you know this very well. You have your seed, you prepare the ground, and you plant your seed and look after the ground, you look after the soil, nurture it, give the heat, and the sun is there, but then also water, so that the seed can do something. And what does the seed do? The seed starts growing. The seed starts growing. And then you see, if you are a gardener, or even if you are not a gardener, but here we go. When you plant the seed, do we know what plant is going to grow out of that seed? I feel that the answer is yes. If we are the farmer, if you are the gardener, then we know what plant is growing out of the seed. But if we don't know what seed we are planting and what plant is going to grow out of that, then we are just waiting. That's the point where we need to wait. But then here we go. Let's work with the first example here. When we know what seed we have, we are planting it, and we know what plant, what flower or what vegetable, or whatever is going to grow out of that. But then you see, even when we know what is coming forward, we are anticipating the growth. We are anticipating a healthy growth of that plant. But then we cannot be sure how that plant will turn out in the very end, whether that plant is going to be tall enough, whether it's going to have a strong root system, whether the stem is going to be strong, whether it would have enough leaves before the bugs and the worms would get to them, or we wonder how many flowers it will bring, what kind of fruit is going to grow out of the flower, or turn out to be from the flowers. And then we also don't know what it will taste like, what about the size, the color, the taste, the texture. So we do not know, we cannot know any of these. We just know that we have planted the seed, we are looking after it as much as possible, but otherwise we don't know what is going to happen next. But we are still planting the seed. We are still planting the seed because we know this is what we have been doing as human beings here. We plant the seed and something is going to grow out of that. And then we will get the fruit of our work in that sense. And then what happens when we see, if we are out in nature, for instance, we are out in nature and we see some bushes, some trees, some herbs or some weeds, whichever way you are looking at your plant. You do not know what they are, or you just see them growing, but then they have not really reached the stage of maturity. But then you are just wondering what that plant is going to turn out to be, or is it going to grow taller, bigger? For instance, if you plant a tree and then you wonder, oh, is it going to be tall enough? Or I hope it's not going to disturb my neighbors, or is it going to bring any fruit in the first or the second year at all, and so on and so on. So you could have all these questions, but then you are doing something. So there's an action, and then even when it's not your plant, even if it's out in nature, an action was taken because the seed was put into the ground one way or another. But here we go. What I really want to bring out of this conversation is that we are anticipating something to happen, anticipating something to grow, anticipating something to see and wonder about and taken care of even a little bit later. So what happens when we are born? When we are born, so if you are thinking about your own life, when you were born, of course we don't have that kind of consciousness, consciousness, so we could go back to that point to experience it, or alternatively we can take some therapies or breathing exercises or hypnotherapy and so on to get to that point. But then it was our parents, the doctors, the nurses, they were all our community who were around us when we were born. They knew, our mothers knew that we are going to be born. The fathers knew that we are going to be born. The community knew about that. So there was an anticipation throughout the time of gestation here. There was an anticipation that, yes, we know that the seed is there, the embryo being created is being created, and we know it's going to grow into something. It's going to grow into a little human being. So the anticipation is there, but the knowledge of what it would look like, whether it's a boy or a girl, whether it has any hair, whether it's going to give you that baby is going to give you a smile, or whether it's going to cry out with the most, the loudest sound you can ever experience in your family, or you are anticipating whether that one will have any resemblance to you or the father's side of the family or the mother's side of the family. So we don't know any of these until the actual baby is being born. So the rest of the community, they need to anticipate. They are waiting for that birth to happen. So anticipation is there. And then the celebration is when it is being harvested in that sense. It is being welcomed into this earthy reality. Now, what happens, for instance, so let's just walk through various conversations in our lives. What happens when you go to your first school? You could have an anticipation depending on how you have been prepared, how we have been prepared. If the preparation was very joyful, very loving, they made it very exciting for us to get ready to school, the first day at school or nursery, then we are, of course, anticipating something good to happen. Maybe we have already met friends. Maybe the neighbor is going to the neighbor's child is going to the same class. Then we are anticipating something to happen. We are not going to be alone. Or even when we are alone, we are anticipating something good to happen if this is how we were prepared. Or if there was no preparation about going to school, we just know that, okay, we are not going to stay with our families, but then we are going somewhere else. And then if we have been prepared, still I'm using the word prepared, up to that point, that we are able to manage situations, brand new situations in our life, or meet new people, how we are going to respond and react in certain situations, then that will have an impact on this first experience. But then again, we don't know what that experience will look like or feel like until we have gotten there. Once we go through the door, the gate, once we hug our mothers and fathers, the last hugs, the kisses, and we walk or stumble into the building. And then we immediately, with our senses, we scan everything and everybody, and we know whether our anticipation has been right, whether we were right with our thoughts, feelings, emotions about the whole adventure. And then we are present to the situation, and we are looking for evidence in our surroundings to support our preliminary thoughts or the ideas about the whole situation. And then you see, we can go through life, we can look into the first work, what we have had, the first situation, the first love, the first date, the first car, driving the car, the first this, the first that, and so on. You can find in your own life. In fact, this is a good exercise. So you can pause here and then you can create a chart for yourself, or you can just create a thought chart, or just blob down ideas of the main events in your life. And you can think about what you, if you remember those things, how you anticipated the arrival of that time, or how you were prepared. So you can feel into the space. And then you can also think at that time how you felt about the whole situation. So you would have the emotions and memories coming up. So you can journal about those things. And then again, if you notice any patterns in the happenings of these events, then you take note of your patterns, because from the current point of your life where you are right now, you are able to reflect back. And even from your current life, from this point, you are able to reflect and find the patterns. So by all means, you can use it for journaling and reflection here to, you know, to work on yourself. But then the anticipation, so we've got this anticipation, it's somehow with us. Somehow it is with us everywhere we go since the very beginning of time, really. So we knew that once we are present to this life, and then we've got our mind, we've got our consciousness working with us, working through us, the energy is there, and we are using our senses, physical senses, to be present to various things and to keep ourselves safe in the human reality, then we know we are always anticipating something, because we cannot be there in the future, but we know certain things are happening. And but then we are always in the present moment. But then, because we are thinking, sometimes worrying about future events to happen, meetings, interviews, an operation, a test, a date, or a big event, anything, or maybe a funeral even. When we know this is coming up, we are anticipating, and we are just hoping the best. And then it's true for both sides of the coin here, both for the both of the positive and the negative experiences. But we are anticipating. We know that there is something happening, and we invest energy into what is coming up. But then you see, the conversation is really here. I mean, it's interesting because I wanted to talk about something else, but then this is actually coming to me. So I just go with the thought, the chain of thoughts here, because that's like the mindfulness practice, really, is that anticipation means that, the notion of anticipation is that we are here and we need to be over there, and we want to be there, and then we will be over there in the moment of time, somewhere ahead of us, the time which has not happened, or energy. We cannot be there. We cannot experience that. But then we are here. So is it good to anticipate things? So that's a good point, actually. Is it good? Is it useful to anticipate? We would say that, yes, it's good, it's useful to anticipate, because you are thinking, you see, even if you are thinking the positive things, if you are thinking happily, if your anticipation is a joyful one, because you know that from this current point of time here, right now, as you are, whatever is coming forward for you, but it's going to be good for you, you will be able to manage things, you are strong enough, you are resourceful enough. So bring everything on, you say, to life, because I'm going to be there. So whatever comes, I'm anticipating something good to happen, and also trusting that everything is happening for me, working out for me. Also, you know, earlier when I said how you have been prepared in your life, how you are dealing with the new things, then, or what outlook you have on your life, then you have a positive anticipation here. And then it's true for the other side of the coin. When you are not prepared, or you've got that mentality, or your life treated you in a way, or you perceived your life, actually it's better to say, you perceived your life that life is harsh, and then I cannot trust the elements around me, cannot trust people around me, and I don't even want to think about my future or my interview or anything, and because usually for me things going very wrong. So if this is your conversation, then it already colors the level of anticipation for you, or the energy of anticipation, and you know that things will not work out for you. Things are not going to be there, and you will not be managed things. So your anticipation is more of a struggle in that sense. But then you see, let's just stay track on this thought, because my question to you, and then you can ponder about this as well. If we are thinking, if we know that we are always here in this present moment, is it necessary to think about what is coming up? Meaning, is it necessary that we anticipate anything at all? I really go with the conversation that actually, you know, I'm really in between two minds, because I know I can be only here in this very present moment, and maybe I can use the energy of anticipation to train my brain if I know that sometimes I'm a little bit pessimistic, not me, but I'm just generally speaking. Sometimes I'm a little bit pessimistic and not feeling the energy and not believing that things are working out for me, and so on and so on, then I can catch myself in this very moment and realize that this is how I'm thinking about things. And then once I have my awareness going, then I can catch myself and bring myself to this present moment and know that there is a different way of looking at things. And then my anticipation with that energy, how I'm thinking, feeling, pondering, wondering about my potential energy ahead, which is my future, which the thing which has not happened, then I can shift my awareness and think about the whole thing in a very different way. And in that sense, I'm altering, good word, I am altering the flow of the energy, or the outcome of that flow of the energy. So, yes, you can think about what anticipation means to you, what anticipation. But you see, and then again, the acknowledgement, how I said the acknowledgement, because when we get there in time, so it's not going to be the future anymore, it's going to be the present moment, because it's like many, many present, many, 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 many present moments. This is our life, the present moments, collection of present moments, if you are thinking linearly, okay? But then if you are not thinking linearly, if you are just taking the experience that I am there already in this very moment, then I am always perfect, I'm always at the right place, and I always have the resources to manage everything in that very moment in my life, how I'm perceiving my life. And then in that sense, since I know this, then I am acknowledging, and my acknowledgement is always about prayer and high energy, high frequency blessings, and saying my thanks and gratitude, because that is the only thing I can feel in this very moment. So I feel this is how the two elements, anticipation and acknowledgement, are working out in our lives. If you have an alternative version, let me know. I would love to welcome you in this show, Let's Talk Spirit. So here we go. But then there is a different point to this conversation, because so far we've been talking about ourselves, how we were brought up and all the different events in our life, how we thought about lives, how we experienced the different events and people in our lives. But then what about when we have the anticipation when it comes to somebody else? Not ourselves, if you are thinking individually, okay? Not ourselves, but somebody else. When we have not met the person, maybe the first time we are meeting a person, or we've got a very good friend and we are meeting that very good friend for the millions of times in our life. And then we are thinking, we are analyzing in our minds, or you are picking up your child from school, and then you are anticipating, oh, what story he or she is going to tell you. So there's a thinking, there's emotion, there is energy being put behind the whole situation, the energy of the other person and how we are. So it's not like how the other person is going to behave, or what energy that person is going to bring into our shared reality, but then possibly how we are responding and reacting to what we are going to be presented by. two-way process. So anticipation, again, just like with the events in our lives, when we first event, we went to school, then the anticipation, when we are meeting the person, let's say you are going on a date, the first time you are meeting the person, so far you have been speaking to the person only on the phone, or maybe you had a live conversation where you could see each other, but then that is still not the thing when you are really feeling the energy of the person, when you can touch the person, feel the skin, or feel the scent or the smell of the person. So that is happening. So you have some anticipation. And then if you have had that upbringing, and then you've got that awareness that whatever is coming up, I will be able to manage the situation, then you are relaxing into the whole meeting. However, if you did not have that, or if you have had a few dates where things did not work out, everything went wrong, or one at a time something was a problem, then somewhere it is at the back of your mind. You are trying to think positively and happily, but then it is at the back of your mind. So it is tinting a little bit, changing the frequency of the whole anticipation. There is something else, something is nagging us, something we feel that we need to be cautious about, careful about. We need to watch the signs, we need to listen to the words, we need to read between the lines and so on. We need to watch ourselves, we need to control ourselves, and then we need to have a way out of the whole situation if you are not feeling comfortable or comfortable enough. So a lot of energy, thinking, and emotion is already going into this anticipation. But then you see, if you feel, just like when we said, there is only one moment in time when you can be, and then you have that awareness, my lovely listener, you have that awareness that, okay, I'm meeting this person, okay, I'm going for this interview, okay, I am taking a test, a driving test, or any kind of test, or okay, I am going for a funeral. That is basically the same energy. Actually, it's not the same energy, because we are talking about different energies, but then the experience of being there somewhere, which is not your present moment right now, but you know when you get there, it's going to be your present moment. So whenever, whichever situation you are thinking of now, you can think of the... Now I'm pausing a little bit because I know there is something else to talk about, the emotional energy of the different situations, or how we are perceiving those things. But then if you know, yes, that's the one, my thought is coming back. But then if you know that when I am there meeting that person, that is going to be my present moment, and I've got all my resources, and energetically I'm supported, I'm strong enough, I have got that conversation, and even if it's a little bit funny or a little bit slow, the conversation, I know it's going to go one way or another, but then I know I have chosen it, and then I am showing up, and I'm going to be there, and then I'm going to make the most of it. And after that, I can think and I can reflect how everything turned out or how everything happened. But then you see, when you are thinking this way, that's so very beautiful, because when you meet the person, then you are there. And there is no need to anticipate or think. You are just there in the very moment. And then when you are in the very moment, then you know that everything is perfect in the very moment, because it cannot be any other way. If you have that awareness, and then very quietly you can have a giggle within yourself. Because in the past, let's say yesterday, before this meeting, for instance, you have had some concerns, but you caught your thinking, so that is your pattern, that you are able to catch your thinking and your thoughts, then you can immediately, you are immediately in your mind, you are comparing what you were thinking of, what your anticipation was, or how you anticipated, and so on, and what the actual reality, or how everything turned out. And then you can have a very quiet, quick reflection in your mind. Maybe you can giggle a little bit. Maybe you feel the physical sensation, or how right I was, or how wrong I was to think or to believe this and that about that person. So when you have that moment of awareness that I am always in the present moment, I really feel that there is no need to have these mind games in that sense, to occupy your mind, to which actually takes up a lot of energy and takes up a lot of time in our lives, just by thinking of how everything is going to happen and how that person is going to behave, how the situation is going to fold itself or unfold itself, the interview, the test, and so on, or even a funeral. But then, you know, you will be, when you are in the present moment, you will be present, because that is where you need to be. If I take it to a different level, different conversation, you know that you will need to be there on your soul level. That is the time and space where you have to be in that very specific moment in time, because that is what your soul has agreed upon. That was your own learning, that you need to be there, you need to experience that fully with your emotions and acknowledge it with your heart, and then make sense with your mind if this is what you want to do, you know. So I feel the anticipation and the acknowledgement, but then you see when we are coming from a space of nothing, that nothing is behind us, nothing is ahead of us, and we are coming from nothing and nowhere, and we are going nowhere, and we are experiencing nothing in the next moment because it hasn't even happened, then we can be in a very truly in the present moment. But then you see, even when I say present moment, the next moment is already here. So do we actually have a present moment, that concept of the present moment? I feel that might be actually, that might be just a concept to help us ground in one way or another and take out the huge wind of our sail of worrying and again anticipating, or even worrying about the past and being scared of the future, or anticipating how things are going to happen. It's interesting while I'm saying the past and the future, because of course the anticipation is always about something which is to happen, which is yet to come, not what we have already experienced. We can reflect in two points of time of the past, if you say it, in the past, how I had anticipated and how things turned out, and then what I'm taking away, what learning am I taking away from that situation. So we can do that. But then you see, it's already good, it's already exciting if you are doing that, because we experience learning. We are learning and we are experiencing that actually we get that experience that we are making sense of our lives. We are not just living and letting life toss us here and there, but then we are making sense and we want to understand more about ourselves. We want to cherish the life ahead of us, because there must be a life ahead of us. Because in this very moment, and then now in this very moment, and now in this very moment, I am alive. You are alive. And we are anticipating that the next moment in time, next, if I'm taking the pace, looking forward, we are going to be here. Unless we need to be somewhere else. But here we go. Interesting conversation. I would love to hear your thoughts, your ponderings and wonderings about this nature of anticipation and acknowledgement in our lives. And I feel that when we are coming from nothing and bringing nothing to a situation, a meeting with a person, conversation, then we can truly, truly be there, truly being there with all our senses, because then we are seeing differently, because we are truly seeing the person, we are truly taking the view in, the whole energy, we are truly hearing every single word, because we are not thinking about what the person said 2 minutes ago, or what I said 2 minutes ago, or what I should have said 2 minutes ago, or why everything is happening this way. And then from that space, I'm not thinking, oh, well, where is this conversation going? How is it going to work out for me or for the other person? Or why is this one and that one is happening? So we don't have any of those elements in the conversation, but we are truly, truly there, and we are able to take everything in, using our senses, how we are seeing things. That is the time when we are actually seeing the colors even more brighter. We are noticing the very fine features of the face of the person, every single hair, the pattern of their clothes, we are feeling, we are present to the smell, the scent. We are, if we are touching the person, we are present, truly present to their beings in that physical body. And also feeling the sensation in our bodies, in our hearts, and having all the physical sensations, and also being present to all the physical sensations, what is, or everything which is coming up whilst we are in that space, in that very moment, in the company of the other person. And if you catch yourself being in that space, that's truly, truly a wonderful place, because that is where we feel the energy flows naturally. This is our field, that is our natural energy. It just flows. It is beautiful. There is no hiccup. There are no uncomfortable questions or moments of pauses or any of those things, because they are coming from our minds. But otherwise, we are growing, we are flowing with the energy in the company of the other person. And in that sense, if it's really a energy, which I would say mutual energy, if the other person is resonating on that level or has that type of, or has this awareness of what you are bringing into the space, then there is a different energy is being also created in that situation. And that's joy. That's joy and love and the beauty. And these are most certainly one of the highest, or even the highest energies or frequencies, or being authentic. That is what I feel quite recently they found the highest frequency, the emotion or the energy of with the highest frequency. They said it's not love, but then the authenticity, how we are being in our own senses, and how others can perceive us when they are meeting us, authenticity. So here we go. Very fascinating. I was really thinking about this. I'm not thinking much, but then I'm not thinking about this, but then this idea of nature, and then how we were anticipated, how we would turn out, and then the different situations in our lives, in our private, in our own lives, and then what happens when we are meeting somebody else, and or in a different situation where it's not just us, but something or somebody else, if you are really separating us. But then you see the thing is that we are not separate at all. So that energy of that situation, the person is going to show up how we have, how we are. I nearly said how we are anticipating, but I'm talking about not anticipating it, because we are there in the present moment. You see, and those who have had the anticipation, for instance, about how we are going to turn out when we were born, and then our parents or family members, community members, or our teachers or our friends and so on, they might have had a anticipation. Oh, I wonder what that person, what character that person will have, what grades that person is going to get, what job that person is going to get, whether their marriage is working out, whether they will be successful enough or successful or successful enough, whether they will have a long life or a short time, or just enough life to live something and make a difference here on the earth. So people, the oldest generations of the ones around us, they have this anticipation. And you see, we can show up in a way how they anticipated us, or we can show up in a very different way. And then maybe this is the time when we might make them very happy, if we are keeping ourselves in that, on that level of conversation, which is very, very much stuck, very much cemented, doesn't have a high vibrancy energy. When people are watching how we are going to turn out, whether their anticipation was correct, or whether their fears fulfilled themselves, or whether their positive anticipation again brought forward something, or whether we matched actually their anticipation, whether we were good or whether we were bad. But here we go. That's another conversation. But you see, we don't want to be thinking about this, because if you are thinking about whether we have lived up to someone's expectation or anticipation, then we are already judging ourselves. Because if we were good enough, if we were succeeding things, if we were achieving things, if we are successful, if we have achieved certain things and we can show that up, those things up, then of course we feel good about ourselves. However, if we are not successful, if we are a failure, if we think about ourselves as that way, a failure, or people say we are a failure, then we are, of course, it brings up different emotions and we feel like a failure and we continue living our lives as failure. It doesn't matter if there's a next moment, a next moment, a next moment. But then if this is a message what we are getting from the others and claiming it to ourselves, then it's so very easy to fall into that trap that actually maybe I'm not worthy enough, maybe I'm not good enough, I haven't shown up that way, I haven't achieved this and that, I'm letting my family, my parents, my whole community down because I haven't achieved what they have anticipated, what they had expected from me to do or to be. So that's the point where we actually need to catch ourselves. I feel really knowing ourselves and being able to reflect very truthfully, very, very vulnerably about our own lives and our experiences. And I feel, you know, even if you feel that life has not treated you very well or you have not been successful, or now, once again, you are letting down this person, that person, and how come I cannot fix this one or sort this one out, or I'm a loser or what, then please catch yourself. Catch any of these conversations because it is so very easy to get into that trap and get lost in that bottomless pit of self-pity and being a failure, or whichever label you want to use here. Yes, we could reflect what is coming up in certain readings when people have these conversations but then we need to just remind ourselves that actually we are here in this very moment. And then you see, this is actually what I wanted to say, so much to talk about. This is what I wanted to say here, is that even when you have that awareness of being in the present moment and nothing, the past has already happened, so let's not worry about that. The future I can anticipate, but let's make it nice and bright and positive, because I know I always have all my resources and I'm clever enough, and so on and so on. So you can have that conversation. But then even when you have that awareness, that level of knowledge or inner wisdom, certain situations might still trigger you. And then if you are not fully grounded in that reality, then those conversations which actually meant to trigger you, they are going to trigger you. And it's easy to fall down, to slip down in that reality. And that is where you are bringing forward your awareness again. Catch yourself. You think about it. You journal. You reflect. You don't necessarily need to talk to people about this, because you already have the skill set how to bring yourself back to your moment, your present moment, and your present energies. Excuse me. So there are all the variations, but you see, really, the conversation is that if you are in the world of anticipation, then make it in a way that you look at or acknowledge that everything has that two sides to it. We have that duality. We live in a world of duality. The earth is based on the elements and then the laws of duality. So if you go that way, that my anticipation can go this way, that way, the outcome of a situation, a meeting or a person, anything can happen this way and that way, then make it a conscious one. Make it with high, full awareness that I am catching myself if my mind is bringing myself back to this old reality, or I'm catching myself if I am thinking, feeling various things, whereas I know I could be in the very present moment in the person, because that is the only thing which exists. As a spiritual person who is basically shifting consciousness from this reality to the next, and then all the way back and back here, and there is more and more coming forward about this type of conversation. I want to tell you something. I had a dream, or I thought I had a dream about, was it like 8 months ago? About 8 months ago, 8 or 9 months ago, where my physical body was very, very sick for a couple of days. And the only thing I could do was just drink a little bit of water or some tea. And at the beginning, I could not even eat. But then I was sleeping basically all the time for 4 days. So I was sleeping, eating a little bit, actually not eating at the beginning, or drinking a little bit, go to the bathroom, and then go back to sleep. And then it was non-stop, day and night. And I did not know how long this was going to last. But I had a series of dreams. Now, the dreams, when you are a spiritual person, when you have been working with the elements, you know how powerful your dreams can be or are. And then you see, even without me thinking about my dreams, the energy happened and communicated something extraordinary to me. And at that time, I thought I was dreaming, because it was throughout the time when I was actually dreaming. And the dreams were about meeting my families, both on my father and my mother's side, in two consecutive dreams, meeting all those who passed before me. Not just the ones I knew personally, the fathers, the cousins, or uncles, grandparents, but then the ones who lived on this earthly reality, or in this earthly reality hundreds of years ago, 30, 40, 50 of them. And how they were shown in my dream was just a big blob of energy, me seeing the faces, only the faces, just the outline of the faces, all in black and white, not colorful, black and white, and not seeing the bodies, not seeing what they were wearing, not seeing where they were coming from, but knowing that they were once upon a time, they were part of my father's family, and then, of course, my mother's family in the following dream. But then they were here at one time in life. That was their present time. And maybe at the time they were anticipating what the next generations will come forward, what would they look like, or how they would make their life worth living. But then they were that, like a blob, like a huge poster in front of me, 3D poster in front of me. I'm seeing the faces and I'm feeling the energy. The energy was the only thing I knew, that they were part of my family. And those were the ones who passed away many, 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 many years ago, hundreds of years ago even. And then they welcomed me. They welcomed me, and they were joyful and happy to see me. And they knew very well who I was, and then how I belonged to the family, what branch of the family I was, who was my father, who was my mother in the other dream. So there was that energy. And then again, there was another energy in the same dream on both times, the same dream, of the same energy that the ones who passed over recently, the ones I knew in my childhood, adulthood, they were there. But then they were there full-bodied. They were colorful. I was seeing the colors, the clothes they were wearing, feeling the energies, having a little sound, what they were sounding like, and then also feeling their energies, exactly how they were whilst they were living here. So that was a different energy. But again, they were there. They knew very well what was happening, why they were there, why the older generations were there, while I was there. And then again, these ones were very, very welcoming and very happy to see me, and welcoming in their own communities, and knowing that we are all one family. So in a dream, consecutive dreams, I met all of the basic, I don't know how many generations, but a lot of generations going back. You know, those ones where we don't have the photos anymore. We don't have the photos. We can have photos for 3 or 4 generations in our families, and that's all. But then the ones, interestingly, because they did not show the clothes, they did not show me which one was first and the second, what century and so on. But then they were there. But then the energy was very interesting because they knew that I was coming, I was joining them as well. So they had this energetic anticipation that, oh, we are coming together. There was also preparation energy in the whole scene. And they already knew I was going to join them, and there was love. There was love. And then they were happy to see me, and they were waiting for me to happen. And then once we arrived to this place, which I could explain, and interestingly, the same scenario happened in both of the dreams. The scenery was this huge, huge field, open field, like a huge film set, open space, no trees, no houses, nothing. It's just an open field. And then many, many families were scattered around in the field, and then everybody had their own old family members joining, all with a black and white gray scenario, with all the loving energy and welcoming energy. And they had their ones who recently passed in colorful, full bodied, feeling the energy, hearing their voices, and so on, interacting, acting, showing me things, activities, what they did whilst they were here. But then the ones who were still alive, like myself, we were the ones last to join them. And everybody was having a picnic. This is how I saw the whole setup. Everybody was having a picnic. And by the time I joined my own family, there was this big throw being put down on the grass and on the field. And I knew my family was there. And I was the last one to join. Not the first, not the second. The earliest ones were the ones who passed over ages ago. Then the next generation, the ones I knew, I met before, met here, and then myself. I was, in both dreams, I was the last one to arrive. And as I looked around in this huge open field, I was seeing many other families, quite scattered, just doing the same thing, as if everybody came together because something was happening. And first I thought, oh, we are just there to meet our families, have a picnic and catch up and so on. But then it was not, because all of us looked up and we looked towards the horizon. We looked towards the horizon and we knew why we were there, all of us. So imagine a scene like as if you are going for a car, the cinema, you know, an open cinema, open air cinema. When you are in your car with your own community, or you go to an open air concert, you've got your picnic, and then you are mingling with your own ones. You are keeping together, and you are all focusing on one thing, on the theatrical performance or the film, or the one thing why you are there. And this is what we were doing as well. This is what we were experiencing as well, because at one point all of us looked up. And then on the horizon, we knew that we were waiting for the light and Christ consciousness to return. And everybody knew that we were there all together. And we anticipated it, and we were absolutely certain that we knew why we were there, and absolutely certain knowing that why we are there is going to happen. Most certainly those who passed over many, many generations ago or before, and then the ones who passed over, they knew that it's going to happen, as if it was not the first time they saw the light, they were waiting for this event to happen. It wasn't the first time, it was more natural for them to be there and to go through and experience that situation. I was the one who was actually, okay, what is happening? We are looking up, everybody's looking in one direction, and I'm looking over there, and then I'm seeing the light coming up behind the horizon. The light, golden light, the white light was coming up just behind the horizon. It wasn't coming up to the horizon, so we did not see who, what, why that thing was there, but then we knew what was going to happen, and we knew that we were there to wait for the return of the light and the return of the Christ energy. And it felt quite special. In fact, it felt really, really special, because on the first occasion, and it, actually this happened on both occasions, two dreams, actually two consecutive days, because in between I had other dreams. Again, my body was very, very weak. Actually, I was just opening my eyes and checking, okay, if I'm still in my body, if I'm still in my bedroom, I know I'm still here in this reality. I have not moved on. I was not taken to the next reality. So the two dreams, yes. But then you see, when I woke up, when I had the first dream, and while I was still awake before going back to sleep again, I was really asking, so why did I have the dream? What was the dream was about? Because I knew it was real. It was one of the brightest, the more vivid dreams, the dreams I had never ever had before. Nothing like that. I have not watched anything. I have not read anything. I did not look at pictures. Similar to this scenario, I have not really done anything which might have triggered the whole situation to come forward. So there was no anticipation that, oh, it's going to happen maybe in my dream, or it's going to come back in my dream, since I've been watching films like that. Not none of these. But the anticipation, so I did not have the anticipation, but in the dream the anticipation was happening, because we were all anticipating that one thing to happen. And then you see, when I was awake, yes, this is what I was seeing, when I was awake, I was asking, oh, I wonder what this dream means. Does it mean that I am going to be the next one to go? Does it mean I'm joining the ones who passed over, because they were there, the many generations ago ones, and then the new ones, the most recent ones? And then does it mean that I'm going to be joining them? Is it a sign from Christ consciousness, from the energy, that I am ready, or am I not ready? But then they are showing me something I need to be ready for while I'm still living. And does it mean that my life is going to be a little bit shorter, and I need to think of something, I need to anticipate, I need to watch out for things? And then again, you see, I dream about many other things. And then following day, I had the dream with my mother's family, back to the same scenario, back to the same situation, seeing exactly the same thing, but then this time meeting the family. So it's like a different gang, seeing the family members from my mother's side. And also there was one element to that. I feel that was in the first dream, when I was seeing a river just behind me as I turned around, kneeling on this mat and making sense of everything around me, and feeling, just basking this joy and love what they were showing me, because they were just so very happy to see me. Oh my goodness me. Imagine when you meet your loved ones who passed over, and then they are showing you so much love and so much joy that they are seeing you. And it's, for them, it's natural to see this soul joining them, you know? So I was really basking in that energy, taking everything. And I turn around, and slightly behind me on my left, I saw a little river. In fact, just a little water feature is coming down and meandering. It was curvy, it was meandering. And I saw, I don't know, was it like 13 black birds? They look like crows, you know, one of the black ones. And they were swimming. They were not flying, they were swimming. They were all coming together. And then they were in a pattern, you know, in a single line, actually. And after that, I saw the fish. I saw the fish swimming and swimming down in the water. And then I feel there was something else. But then you see, by the time I woke up, I did not remember. So here we go. That is what I need to acknowledge. The forthcoming days, I was thinking, oh, I wonder, is it my time? And then, of course, my strength came back. And I started eating, and after 2 weeks, I was back to be normal, my normal self. But then you see, after that, I was really thinking during this time that maybe the body, you know, when the body needs to take time out, the energy, the person needs to stop, because they need to experience something. There is a different insight they need to witness, they need to experience, and the body knocks itself out, meaning it gets ill, we are experiencing illness, so that we don't have the capacity to think about ourselves. Somebody needs to bring our food or help us or check on us. So the physical body needs to experience that, because otherwise, I have a feeling, otherwise this experience, these two dreams, actually there were another two slightly different dreams, but then all the same theme, these dreams would not have come forward when we have a busy mind, or even when we are sleeping properly. You know, we get a couple of hours sleep and then next day the new thing begins for us, the same thing sometimes. But then when there is something what we need to experience on the soul level, then I really feel that that is where we are getting ill, because like energies, the life is taking ourselves out of the busyness so that we can experience that one thing. And then once we are out of it, then we can talk about it. We can share those things. And I truly, truly believe that what I was shown in that dream, or in those dreams, in fact, was the arrival or the anticipation of something, the anticipation of the light, anticipation of the Christ energy to return back to our reality. But you see, this is an interesting thing. When you are dreaming, you know you are dreaming, and when you wake up, you know everything was happening in your dream. But then in the dream, everybody was alive. Everybody was alive. I was alive in my own dream. And then the ones who passed over, they were alive. So I really questioned how come they can be alive, although I know as a spiritualist, I know that they are alive, their energies are alive all the time. They are very much around me, but I am still taken to my dream so I can meet them and feel their love and energy. And then they welcomed me and they showed me that, yes, we are part of everybody here and we are all there to wait for the light, wait for the horizon, behind the horizon, the arrival of the light, and knowing that's Christ's energy, not anybody else or anything else. It's the energy, the arrival of light. But then you see, going back, who was alive? Who was alive in the dream? How I think about it, in my dream, the dead ones were alive because we were communicating and I was feeling their energies. And I was not really alive because I was asleep, because that was my physical sleep time. But then I was alive in my dream. So me being alive in my dream while I was sleeping, I met the ones who are not alive, but then they were alive. So in the dream, we met. Those who were dead and non-existent, because honestly, I wasn't thinking about what happened in the families 300, 400 years ago and who those members of the families were, but then, or where they are, or what energy, or what do they look like. I was not thinking about any of these, but then in the dream, they were shown. It was black and white, not color, not the body, not what they were wearing, what they were talking about, what they were doing, none of that, but then just a face, many faces next to each other, and me knowing that they are there from the family, father's side, mother's side, and then they are bringing love. There was so much love and so much joy, and that anticipation, knowing that I am joining them, okay, I am joining them, and they knew that everything is fine and everything is going to be fine. And like they were extremely happy to see me. That was their energy. They knew exactly very well I was coming from, what part of the family, whom I belong to, whose daughter I was, and knowing me very, very well. I did not have to speak anything or say anything. They did not say anything, but then the energy was felt, the utmost joy. I mean, I can communicate with the ones who pass over, if I think about it that way. So work with frequency. This is how I think about it. Work with frequency. And they had showed me so many times, even in my family, in somebody else's family, if I work with somebody else's energy, how real they are. My goodness me, how real they are. But then when you are meeting them in your dream, and after the dream you are thinking, okay, so who is alive, who is dead? What does it mean? Am I going to join the dead one, whether they are alive or not, but am I going to join them? That's why they are so happy to see me and welcoming. But then in fact, it wasn't about this energy. It was more about the coming together, the ones who are alive, the living and the dead coming together. The time is coming when the living and the dead are coming together, one form or another, and waiting for the light, and waiting and witnessing the return of the light and return of the Christ consciousness to this earth. And I feel that at that time or by the time, it's not really going to be interesting or important to know whether we are still alive in physical format or amongst the dead in the sense, but then they are alive. So the frequency is there. The soul never dies. The love, the energy never dies, you know? So I feel that at that time, it's not going to be important. I mean, it might be important. We can think about it maybe another time, but having experienced that reality was consciousness showed me in my dream, for me, it doesn't really matter. It matters in that sense that if I'm still alive from that energy, if I'm witnessing it, if I'm allowed to witness that, if I'm going to be led to witness that or feel that, feel the energy which I feel is we are on that path, I will be able to use what I am experiencing there to help, again, just continue helping people, but even in the physical reality, but even if I'm not here, my energy is going to be, again, the same, helping the ones over there in the other world or helping the ones who are still living in the physical format. So you see, we got here to this conversation from the anticipation and acknowledgement. And what I want to say is really the acknowledgement of our soul and our energies from those consciousness or those level of energies that is very much there. And we are loved. We are loved regardless of our mistakes, regardless of our mischiefs or being naughty or mistaken or being lost or being or feeling this way or that way, or turning out this way or that way, or making our life work this way or that way. The ones who passed over the energy, the ones in our families, the higher dimensional energies, Christ consciousness, light, we are loved. We are never, ever let down and forgotten because we are part of this whole cycle. We are just experiencing ourselves in the physical format. And that is where we need to be there, need to be in this very moment, in this physical format. So better we get, better have a good relationship with the present moment and ourselves while we are still here, because this is what we have. And then we need to know that even when we are the most joyful people or the most depressed or lost souls, we need to know that the highest energies and their love, they are very much there with us continuously, forever. That energy has not gone anywhere, absolutely nowhere. Whether you are feeling it in your heart, whether you are thinking about it, whether you are praying, whether you have gotten any evidence, so-called evidence about this, or whether you have not received any evidence and then you are losing your hope, or you are still going, this is what you are doing, because that is what you need to experience. This is where we need to be right now. This is what we need to experience. And my goodness me, we are living in such times, despite of the many, many, many challenges and really, really unexpected things happening wherever you are on the earth. Different things are happening, but then you remember that your soul has chosen this reality to be in this very moment, in this present moment, wherever you are physically in that very present space. That is where you are. And then you see, the wonderful thing is, and you know, we are always talking about ourselves, how separate we are. But then one of the things which are very, very mutual and common and is there for everybody, that everybody has their own mothers and fathers. You know how we started the conversation. They had their anticipation how we would turn out. So everybody has their own mothers and fathers and many generations before. Otherwise, you would not be here. Okay? So we could take it for granted. So everybody has that. And then their energies, their loved ones, whether they are still alive or being here in the physical format or passed over energetically as a frequency, as a sense, as a hue, as a color, as a frequency, as a smell, as a touch, as a voice, as a hearing, as a seeing, as a sight, they are the energy, the frequency, their energy, their sense, as the soul, which is non-touchable in that sense, is there. It has not gone anywhere. It's not gone anywhere. So wherever you are on this earth plane, feel that energy, feel that love in their heart. You can close your eyes and put your one hand in the heart, one hand in the stomach area. For ladies, we put our right hand on the heart, left hand on the stomach area. Gentlemen, you do the other way around. There is the flow of energy while we are doing it. And then you quietly close your eyes and then you are breathing. You are bringing yourself back to this moment. What you have, you were given that breath. And the breath is really, which is keeping us here in this earthy plane. That was the first thing what we did when we were born. We arrived into this physical reality. And the last thing we are going to experience when we are breathing out, the last breath we are taking, we are letting it out. And we know our soul is moving on, leaving the physical reality behind and moving on and meeting the ones who have passed before us, and they are very much alive. They are the frequency, and we are joining as a frequency. We are joining that big hub of a flow of energy, the frequency, which is very much these days, especially these days, very much around us. And then one way or another, we are going to commute with the light, and then we are waiting for the return of the light to the earth plane and the return of Christ energy. I truly, truly believe this. That is one anticipation. You see, our conversation today was about anticipation and acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is where we are right now. We can acknowledge what we are experiencing right now. We can also acknowledge what we are anticipating, and if it's a happy, positive one, excuse me, happy, positive one, then we are already acknowledging that. I'm acknowledging that things are happening or working out for me. I'm acknowledging that I've got all the strength and all the resources, and I'm acknowledging that my mind works clearly, and I'm acknowledging that with full heart and my heart open, I am ready to take the new situations and new experiences into my heart, because I know everything is for the highest, for my highest consciousness, and that, and every situation, every single person is here to remind me of the light, me being the light being in my heart, me being the light. And then from that space, there is no need to anticipate anything, because it's either light or not light. So we feel the light. We feel the light, and we know that the light is there for every single one of us, even if our minds are managing it differently. Even if you feel depressed or lost or sad or angered or frustrated or blessed, suicidal, any of those things coming in the mind. But we know that in our heart, the light is there. The light has not gone anywhere. We are here. And then the light is not going to go anywhere once we are leaving the physical reality behind, because the light continues, the frequency of that energy that continues in the form of love, joy, and that is what we can really anticipate. And then once we have that awareness to keep ourselves on that frequency with that anticipation, the very moment what we experience right now, and next one, and the tomorrow, and then the next week's ones, and the next year's ones, and so on, we know that we are working, we are walking on the path, we are walking on the right path, even if our minds sometimes get very lost. But then we know that we are walking on the right path, and the right path, the one path, the path of the truth is the light. And that is why we are here, and then to remind ourselves and to remind each other that's why we are here. Everything else which is happening in our lives, they are just stories, and how we create our stories, our thoughts, our emotions, and how we respond, how we react, how we are creating our actions around those things. But then if we remember, constantly remember, and if we truly, truly acknowledge that, and we know, not just believe, and in my mind I'm believing it one day and next day I'm forgetting about that, but once I know that is the truth, my goodness, there is nothing else which is the truth. It is the truth, that our essence is light. We are light beings. That is our essence. And then that light continues, whether we are here in a physical format or we have not been born or we have already passed. But then that continues. And then in that sense, we are never alone. If we are separating ourselves, we know that the ones who were before us and then the ones who are coming after us, they are, everybody's there for everybody within their own family, within their own community. Everybody is there and everybody is coming from light and going back to light. And right now what we are experiencing, how very beautiful, what we are experiencing in our earthy reality, there is more darkness. The darkness is coming forward. And then the two things, they need to be there continuously and at the same time so that we know what is what and then what is not what. So we need to have that duality. We would not maybe acknowledge light and joy and beauty around us if we did not know the opposite of those things. Our world is built on duality, and as long as we are living in this consciousness, 3D consciousness, a three-dimensional reality, and we can, you know, energy, we can raise the frequency, and we can be in somewhere else, we can go somewhere else, and we can come back and talk about those things, then we are still here and we are experiencing the world of duality. But in effect, there is only one energy, which is the truth. And I really sense which way we are going with this. And the time when you feel that, oh, I'm a little bit lost, just remember that and find practically a practical tip. Find somebody who is in that very moment where you are maybe lost or depressed and so on, said, find somebody who's resonating on a little bit higher or even a higher energy level so that we are rubbing off the energy from each other. We are helping each other. Okay. We are helping each other. And sometimes it is just going out in nature, hearing other people talk, just walking around, even if you don't want to talk to anybody, just walk around, hop into your car, drive a little bit, walk around, maybe talk to somebody in the shop or just make a remark or smile at somebody. You don't even have to talk for that. You just smile and you have already raised your own frequency. So we can have that awareness to be present to ourselves and being responsible for our own selves. But then if you feel that I've got a lot of energy and I'm continuously on that frequency, then from that space, the invitation is, and then this is necessary that we step into that energy, that we are looking out for each other and finding the ones whose light is a little bit dimmer, who are a little bit lost, who might feel a little bit frightened, saddened, maybe the ones who lost somebody very recently. The hue, the energy, the light around them is slightly different. They are experiencing physical life in a different way, but it doesn't mean that they need to be there or that is where they need to be in that for the rest of their lives. And then that's why when there is more light in our physical, in our energetic bodies, then we are helping the other person to raise that energy, to raise the level of light, to raise, to make it brighter, even talking about light, make it brighter, make it conscious. You already have that consciousness, but make it conscious for the other person so that they know that they have the light, they have, the truth is within them, that is the original coming from the light, just like you or anybody else. They are coming from the light and the light is always there for them. Even if tomorrow is a little bit difficult, challenging, tomorrow is a different day. That is where we are anticipating and we are breathing. We are breathing into the new day and remembering the light is always there. The choice is always there in every second moment. In every moment, the choice is always there where we are focusing. Are we focusing on the light or focusing on the darkness? And then we are breathing that in and we are looking around who is the person we can help or who are the ones who might be able to help us. Okay. And then in that sense, we are keeping the frequency high, keeping the frequency high and higher and higher and higher. And then even when we are meeting very challenging situations in our lives, things happening in the shops, things happening in the invented comma politics, things are happening in the invented comma news, and so on and so on. We know that we come back to ourselves, and then what we are experiencing is temporary, just like any other thing in our life. But actually, that is a very different conversation, a big conversation. Maybe next time I'm going to tell you about this, about the higher dimensional Pleiadians, up those energies told us about that side of the conversation. But here we go. Today we spoke about anticipation. Go back to the beginning if you joined just now, towards the end. We talked about acknowledgement, how we are creating these energies within our own lives. And we also spoken about what it means, this conversation, when we are meeting somebody else or in a situation, any situation, how can we not just measure or work with our level of anticipation, the acknowledgement. And then I shared with you a dream I had a good 8 months ago, 8-9 months ago, when I was very ill, the physical body was taken out so that I could mingle with my loved ones who passed over many, many generations ago, and we were all there, and then all the other families were doing the same, turning towards the horizon and waiting for the light to come from behind the horizon, because that is where we are, and waiting for Christ consciousness to return. And so much joy and love was presented and felt in that dream. So much so. That ever since I'm talking about this and talking from that space, actually, you know what? Very interesting. One interesting thing. Yesterday, I spoke to my good friend Paul, who was my guest on the other show here, Let's Talk Spirit, here on the 23rd of April, 2024. That was yesterday. And he told me a story. I will try to get that person to be here, a guest here on one of these shows. And then So Paul told me a story that this person shared with him, that the physical body, his or her physical body was out of action, and that person, I don't know if it was like a he or a she, but here we go, that person experienced a moment of death. So it wasn't what I thought was a dream. And what my friend, what Paul was saying, that everything, Susanna, everything what you have described was matching what the other person was describing. And even if you felt it was a dream, it might not have been a dream. Maybe the consciousness was taking me out, and I had the choice whether I wanted to join them while I was physically sleeping, but join them in their reality. And or come back. But I feel it sounds like that I came back because I'm here in the physical form. But so it wasn't a moment of death, but I was brought back. I made the choice to come back and tell the story, tell the dream, or tell that insight that the light is coming. The light is coming and returning to the earth plane, helping humanity, and the Christ energy is returning and helping humanity. And then whilst we are waiting, anticipating positively, joyfully, quietly, anticipating that to happen, we are helping each other, because we want to have as many of us to experience that. And then if you are not here in physical format, we will be here in another format, because that's the time when the dead ones are coming to life. And then when they are coming to life, that is the return of light and Christ energy. And interestingly, about 2 weeks later of the dreams, just came up on my server, one of the social media pages, the quotes from the Bible. But because I have not read the Bible, I have not studied, I wasn't brought up in this way. So it's like not in my consciousness, unless the energy is showing me something and I share about that. So that was very interesting. I think it's somewhere written in Matthew section somewhere, that when the dead comes back to life being alive, that's going to be and there will not be the difference felt, the difference will not be felt between the living and the dead. That's where we are experiencing the return of light and the return of Christ energy. So interesting things, but then they were so very livid and vivid and living, and that's the reality, that's the truth. So you will hear me talking about this more and some other things as well. But here we go. Long conversation. I'm going to bring this conversation to the end. Thank you very much for joining me. This is our show, Let's Talk Spirit, with your show host, Susanna Medium. I always tell you at the very end, because today is the 24th of April, 2024. If you are interested in these conversations, feel free to check out all the other podcasts on all the platforms, all the major platforms and all the other platforms. You can always find this as Let's Talk Spirit, or you can alternatively search for me as Susanna Medium. If you are interested in all my previous radio shows, you can find maybe not the Past Talk Radio ones from last year and before, but then the Asqua Radio Network, Ivana Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. You can find all my over 100 shows on YouTube under Moonstruck TV, and you find Susanna Medium show, over 100 shows, nearly 3 years recording and working with that network, amazing, amazing network. And you can listen to the interviews with authors, mediums, psychics, healers, and myself doing many, many, many live conversations with the live callers, doing readings and helping people there and getting insight about their lives, living all over the world, really. And then sharing quite an interesting and I feel insightful and helpful conversations, all based on life and the spiritual realm. So there has been a lot there. So if you are interested in any of these, go over there and find the Moonstruck TV on YouTube and search for Susanna Medium Show. Alternatively, if you want to be part of, my network, my group, send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com, or you can just find everything at www.susannamedium.com, and you can find the contact section. You can find the link to the newsletter, which means I'm not bombarding people with many, many newsletters. You hardly ever get a newsletter from me, but then you are part of that group. So the newsletters. And also, if you are interested in developing your own spiritual abilities, feel free to get in touch about that as well. Although, another time I will tell you about this, but I really feel that things are changing, how I'm going to work as a spiritual medium and what the energy is going to show, because it's already showing something, especially after this dream I had in last August. If you missed everything in this conversation, feel free to go back to the beginning, because I love, you know, I could have a good idea, like a few ideas, like the anticipation, nature of anticipation that has been there, and starting talking about nature and so on and so on. But it always turns out to be something, something very different. And I hope you found it useful, and it's there for you to ponder and wonder about. And feel free to share your thoughts, your reflections, maybe your doubts, your questions. Feel free to send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. And then also, if you have a fascinating story, anything spiritual, like you had a big dream, a big event, and then you feel that it really changed your life, and then your life turned in a different direction, you started doing something else, and so on and so on, I would love to welcome you here. Maybe you went to the other side and you came back and you saw the light and you saw something similar I did, or you had a conversation with somebody. Let me know. I would love to hear from you, since this is Let's Talk Spirit, and everything spiritual, everything, anything and nothing spiritual, anything related to our lives. So here we go, my lovely listener. Thanks so much for joining me, and come back for another episode basically every day. So here we go. I'm signing off from this place, sending you lots of love and many, many blessings, and have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you.